Welcome to Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. I'm your host, Lisa Huff. Over the last 5 years, I've coached hundreds of hairstylists and beauty industry professionals, helping them work their dream schedules exclusively with their dream clientele and earn their dream income, all while fostering genuine connections and lifelong friendships inside the beauty industry. In this podcast, we dive deep into abundance, manifestation, business building strategies, and creating a life that you are truly proud of, both behind the chair and at home. Are you ready to embark on a journey of personal growth, success, and sisterhood? Then hit that subscribe button now and get ready to experience the pure magic of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. I am getting over a cold, so I know my voice sounds a little raspy. It was like non-existent the last few days, but I guess this is a new trouble that I have to deal with being a podcaster now. Like, my voice is important, and I didn't realize that losing my voice was going to affect my work now. This is a new problem for me to worry about. So I hope it's not too bad. I hope it's not distracting. I hope, if anything, it's like a nice little like sexy raspy voice in your ear, and it's not too painful to listen to. I just needed to touch on that. Let's go ahead and dive into this episode. All right, so we obviously have a solo episode today. I wanted to spend some time introducing you all to my core teaching principles. The path that I've walked myself many times and that I watch my students cycle through or sometimes get stuck on regularly. I call it the cycle of success. It consists of 7 stages, and I would love to walk you all through them together. Eventually, I'm sure we'll do a deep dive podcast episode on each of the stages, but I just want to make you acquainted with my teaching so that when I reference these stages or exercises later on in this podcast, you know what I'm talking about. So let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so diving right in, the first stage of the cycle of success is all about mindset. This is the foundation, the bedrock of everything that we're striving for. I hesitate even calling it stage 1 because it truly is the foundation. It's like stage 0. You may find yourself in different stages of the cycle in the future, and you still need to come back to mindset. So it's like, this is the base layer, but we have to start here. When I think about mindset, it's not just about thinking positively. It's about truly believing in the life and business that you want to create. Some books that I really love to open you up to this mindset stage is the book Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck, I believe is her last name. I'll double check that and put it in the show notes. She talks about a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset and how to recognize the difference between those two and how to really adopt a growth mindset, which again is a must if you want to reach any new goals or evolution of yourself. The Secret by Rhonda Byrne I've already talked about, but that will introduce you to the law of attraction and manifestation, which I'm huge on. Okay, so for me and for many of you out there, it starts with that sacred morning time. Whether it's before the sun comes up or just before the daily hustle begins, it's about making space for yourself. I cherish those first quiet moments of the day where I can express gratitude, let my mind wander to what's possible, and just really breathe before the day rolls out. I'm also a big fan of using music as medicine, curating specific playlists to get your vibe high, and switching your mindset back when it starts to slip is huge. I also think starting or growing your meditation practice is huge, and I highly recommend it. In movement, it is proven that when you move your body in whatever format feels most aligned to you, you are bound to feel better. Now, I want you guys to think about how you start your day right now. Is it, you know, jumping up with the sound of an alarm, rushing out the door, being pulled in every direction because of your kids? Or can you make some space and time in your morning to just start the day off on the right foot? I want you to think about that as we step into the next stage, which is all about vision. Okay, so the next stage in the cycle of success is vision. We can't hit a moving target, so it's important to get clear on what it is that you even want. I'm incredibly excited to share that I'll be hosting a vision casting workshop this December 28th and 29th. It's a 2-day virtual event where we'll dream together, set intentions, and carve out our paths for the year ahead. And I want to invite each of you listening to this to join us. So make sure you check out the show notes for all the information on the Vision Casting Workshop and to get added to that registration list so we can keep you up to date on how that is all going to roll out. And if you're tuning into this podcast episode later in the future after the workshop dates, don't worry. The beautiful thing about vision is that it's not tied to any date on the calendar. You can step into vision casting at any moment whenever you're ready to bring that dream into focus. I encourage you to create a vision board, to have a tangible expression of your desires so that you can look at it every single day. It's a powerful tool to keep you focused on where you're aiming to go. All right, now let's take these visions and see how they can shape the way we spend our time, which brings us to the dream schedule stage. Okay, so moving into the dream schedule stage, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is about aligning your time with your vision, shaping your days and weeks into the life that you envisioned. Ask yourself, what does my dream schedule look like? Imagine it without any constraints, because remember, this is about what you want, not what you think is possible right now. If there's one thing I do know, it's that we are in an industry where we truly, and I mean truly, can work any schedule that we want. So I really want you guys to take a second and spend some time and ask yourself, if money weren't an issue, if time weren't an issue, if it wasn't for my clientele, when would I want to work and what would my dream schedule look like? Take a moment and really picture it. What time would you wake up? When would you see your first client? How many days a week are you working? This isn't just daydreaming, it's the blueprint for the life that you're building. For those of you who feel like your dream schedule is so close to your current schedule, I say go for it. Make the leap, rip the Band-Aid off, and start living it right now. If that shift seems monumental, let's plan it out step by step. It doesn't have to happen overnight, but it does need to happen. Because time, my friends, is the one thing that we can never get back. So jot it down, get that dream schedule out of your head and onto paper, and remember, this is a judgment-free zone. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's just what lights you up. With your vision clear and your schedule mapped out, we'll next look at who you're spending your precious time with, our clients. This brings us to the clientele stage. In the clientele stage, it's all about curating your clientele to only include clients and services that light you up. Think of it almost as like Marie Kondoing your client list, asking yourself if each person sparks joy. Here's what I suggest. Make a list of all of your clients and categorize them. Yes, no, and maybe. Those yes clients are the ones that make your day, the ones that you're excited to see. And the no clients, well, they might not be the right fit for the energy that you're cultivating. If you see their name on your schedule and you instantly dread going into work, that's a major no. The maybes are everyone in between. A lot of you will have a majority of your clientele fall here, although I hope you have mostly yeses. I know this exercise is not easy, and I know I'm just flying through these stages as if these are just like easy changes to make in your business. Please remember when you're listening to this that it takes stylists a long time to work through this cycle, and the clientele stage specifically is where a lot of people get stuck. So I just really need you to remember that every no to a client who doesn't align with your vision is a yes to more space for those who do. And that's when your business really starts to feel in sync with your dream. Before we move on to income or raising prices, we want to make sure that we love everyone we're working with. So sometimes letting clients go before a price increase or removing services solves a supply and demand issue right away. Speaking of income, that's exactly where we're heading next. The income stage is where we get down to the nitty-gritty of what you're worth and ensure that your pricing reflects that worth. This isn't about emotion, it's about the value you bring to the table and the demand for your incredible services. So take a deep breath and let's dive into the income stage with clarity and confidence. All right, now we're stepping into the income stage. Here's the deal. When it comes to setting your prices, when I am coaching you, we check our emotions at the door. This is strictly a game of supply and demand. I think when it comes to money, and all of our own individual money blocks and money mindsets, I think it's so important when I'm coaching stylists around money, we keep emotions out of it. If your calendar is overflowing, new guest requests keep rolling in, and maybe you're even considering a schedule tweak based on the schedule stage, that probably means it's time to raise your rates. I'm super excited. I'm launching a new course very soon called Mindset to Magic, which is a deep dive to this cycle of success, but the income stage specifically We have a really awesome tool that helps you navigate if you're due for a price increase or not. And it asks a few main questions that for years I've been asking stylists when it comes to if they're due for a price increase. And those are, when was your last price increase? How booked out are you? What's the volume of new guest requests each month? And are you changing your schedule at all? Are you working more hours, less hours, or keeping your hours the same? Based on all of those answers, it is very clear if you're due for a price increase or not. And then I know those of you that are due for a price increase, I coach to either between 10 to 30%. And again, this tool has all of that broken down. I know some people start to really clam up. Money is triggering for a lot of people. And I just want you to remember, whether your self-worth is whispering doubts about if you've earned it or if your ego is all pumped up and feeling entitled, keeping emotions out of it cuts through all of that noise. You run the numbers because it's the math that tells you the story, plain and simple. This isn't about what you quote unquote deserve. It's about the hard facts of running a sustainable, growing business. We are not just hairstylists, you guys. We are legitimate entrepreneurs. And as entrepreneurs, we have to make smart, calculated financial moves. It's literally pivotal to our success. So again, I think following the math around all things finance and keeping emotions out of it is key. Once you have the income stage locked down, which again, you may be sitting here for a little bit. If you're not super booked out, we turn our attention to marketing, and that's where your focus should be. If you are super booked out and you have earned that price increase, I highly encourage you to do that. If you ever need help with one-on-one coaching, reach out to me. I am available to help. Then we turn our attention after the income stage over into white space. The white space stage is where our priority becomes making sure that you have the breathing room to enjoy your success and keep your creativity flowing. This stage, my friends, is like reaching a summit after a challenging climb. It is proof that you have put in the hard work. It is not easy making it to the white space stage. When you find yourself here, it means that your boundaries are not just set, but they're strong, and you've carved out the essential space that allows you to savor life beyond work. Your schedule's in place. You surround yourself with people that light you up. You're earning great money. Your business is good. So the way my brain thinks about white space, it's not just like me time. It's truly like the fertile ground where new ideas and opportunities start to sprout. It's the quiet in which your creativity blooms. I really encourage each of you to explore your own white space finders. They're going to be different for everybody. Maybe it's meditation that centers you. Maybe it's a walk in nature that reconnects you to your purpose. I personally love a good float tank for uninterrupted distraction-free time with me and my own brain. It's also in this stage that you want to ensure that your time management is top-notch. Look at your routines. What can you automate? What tasks can you delegate out? This is your opportunity to streamline your process, systematize, and eliminate the unnecessary, so you're not just working smart in your business, but you're also creating space to live fully outside of it. So I really encourage you all that have made it to the white space stage to really embrace it. Let it be, like, savor it. Let it be your sanctuary for growth. Because as you settle into this like newfound peace, remember that it's just as vital for your business as any other stage. So I really want you to give it the time that it deserves. Okay, and then after white space, we move on to the final stage, which is big magic. This is where the universe starts to conspire with us, sending us what I like to call universal downloads, those strokes of inspiration that hit you when you least expect them, typically in moments of white space. It's important to stay alert, to be on the lookout for these flashes of insight, because they often carry the seeds for your next big breakthrough. And now, because you've put in the work, by the time that these ideas strike, you are primed and ready to go. Your dream schedule is in place. You're working with your dream clientele. You're earning great money. You've laid the groundwork for you to take what I like to call fast, messy action. Big magic is different for everyone. That's what makes it special. This is a true idea gifted to you, not a regurgitated version of what someone else is doing. It's a personalized revolution that reshapes your reality. once you have gotten a taste of this kind of transformative success, you're compelled to chase it, to live and relive the cycle, reaching higher with every turn. I am really excited in future podcast episodes to bring various members of the Stylist Soul Tribe community who have embraced their big magic moments and are now watching their dreams come to reality. I'm excited for you guys to see those people so that this doesn't just sound like this out there concept. I know it almost does sound too good to be true, like you put in the work and then this is like how it works. But you guys, I'm telling you, I have lived through this cycle so many times and I've watched so many stylists live through it. I really think I've cracked the code a little bit on this cycle. And I'm really excited for you guys to hear many, many, many people that are doing it, not just me. So there you have it. That is the cycle of success. If you are intrigued and want to dive deeper, make sure you join us at the Vision Casting Workshop. I will also have a link in the show notes to join the waitlist for the Mindset to Magic course to deep dive into this. Like I said, we are scratching the surface. I just wanted to bring you guys up to speed and familiar with a lot of the language that I use, which is all of these stages and these exercises inside of each of these stages. And then, of course, once you have your big magic idea, this is called a cycle for a reason. It's not just a path. We cycle right back to mindset. With a big, new, crazy idea in your big what's next, you need to go right back to mindset. You need to go right back to vision. And you just go through it again and again and again. And the cycle continues, an endless loop of personal and professional evolution. With each turn, you're not just moving, you're ascending, transforming, becoming. With each iteration, you're more equipped, more empowered, and more in tune with the rhythm of your own success. I hope you are feeling inspired and lit up. I hope you maybe recognize where you land on this cycle and feel empowered to keep pushing through to the next level. As always, if you have any big takeaways, send me a DM. Let's talk it out. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Stylist Soul Tribe Conversations. Before we wrap up, I've got some exciting news to share. My brand new course, Mindset to Magic, is finally here. This isn't just any course, it's a proven roadmap for transformation, combining personal development with explosive business growth. Through the 7 transformative pillars, from embracing an abundance mindset to unlocking big magic in your life, we'll journey together towards your wildest dreams. If you've been enjoying this podcast, you are going to love this course. Click the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to welcome you into Mindset to Magic.